I'm Ben Thomas with an AP News Minute. The UN's top court says failing to protect the planet from climate change could violate international law. Ed Donahue has details.
The opinion also says countries harmed by the effects of climate change could be entitled to reparations. Yuji Iwasawa is the president of the International Court of Justice.
Under international law, the human right to a clean, healthy, and sustainable environment is essential for the enjoyment of other human rights.
The non-binding opinion, backed unanimously by the court's 15 judges, is being hailed as a turning point in international climate law. White House spokesman Taylor Rogers says, as always, President Trump and the entire administration is committed to putting America first and prioritizing the interest of everyday Americans. The United States and Russia, both of whom are major petroleum producers, are staunchly opposed to the court mandating emissions reductions. I'm Ed Donahue.
And I'm Ben Thomas.